Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, about that score, Josh Klingler, Brian Williams producing. It's brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. All right, so
why were you crawling around on your knees just a moment ago?
I am thumbing my nose at the man.
I'm not kidding.
It's my line in the sand.
Josh is crawling on all fours out in the hallway.
I've just decided to screw with management.
Okay, I'm in.
Where do we sign up?
We don't know how this started. No one's given us any answers. And we deserve answers. So suddenly, yesterday, out of nowhere, we discovered we're being watched. 610's being watched.
Mm-hmm.
Other stations in our group here, being watched.
Being watched.
They suddenly have installed a camera at our main exit doors that lead basically to our entryway.
Thank God they don't know about the hidden entrances that we use. We're like Taylor and Travis when we get out of here.
So during the show yesterday, I walk out.
Now, there's a good chance these things have been here for 14 years and we've never noticed.
I don't think so, because we all noticed it yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I look up and there's a red light. And I'm like, I don't remember seeing that before. And I kind of go on my way to the bathroom and come back. And you left a little bit later and you're like, did you see there's a camera in the hallway? I'm like, yeah. This is kind of weird.
Is this because Cody's been stealing people's stuff?
No. I think we'll finally get to who stole the stuff out of the Cody and Gold garage sale, though, if the things happen. And then you go across the hallway towards what would be what we call the FM side, the FM side of things, and there's another camera on that door.
So Cody's stealing stuff from over there, too?
I don't think it's Cody.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody's stealing stuff at all. And so we went to the boss, and we're like, what's the deal? We're being watched.
Mm-hmm.
And Spec's like, what are you guys talking about? I go, there's a camera right outside your office. Don't you see this?
Yeah, I'm going to spray paint that thing with black spray paint.
And he's like, oh, I don't know what that is. And no one's given us any answers. Suddenly we're being spied upon in our own office.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think Cody did?
I don't think it's Cody. I don't think it's Cody.
Is there Alex? One by the coffee bar?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
It's literally two doors.
Yeah.
We have probably three exits from our end of the building.
Right.
Here.
Only one of these has the camera on it.
I mean, so, I'm walking alongside the wall now to try to blend in. Josh is crawling on all fours.
So I've decided now every time I'm passing in front of this camera, I'm doing something different. I'm going to see if anybody's watching it, if anybody's going to acknowledge it, and they can finally come tell us what the hell they're doing.
That's right.
I don't trust what's going on here.
Why is Cody pushing the copy machine down the
Cody's
hallway
like,
right
I'm
going
to unplug the copy machine and start pushing it down the hallway. We're unloading televisions and start sneaking out. So every time I'm going down the hallway
Are
now.
Are we expecting Boomer Esiason back?
I don't know. I put my hood up. I did do a bear crawl. I did zigzags. I moonwalked.
Oh my God, this guy's been like dancing in front of the
camera. Every time I'm going in front of that camera, I'm messing with them. I'm going to see if anybody's even paying attention to this thing.
You think it's and cameras that aren't even here? Hooked up that are just there?
There are literally 10 of us here. Right?
Yeah.
There are not many people on this level. Nor, if you got something to say, say it.
Right.
Something's missing, say it.
Let us know.
Just call Cody.
Yeah, Boomer was here one time.
Yeah. That's
where we already had those cameras.
And that was years ago.
We already had those cameras.
And so now we have cameras in the place because Boomer stole a soda.
What are you accusing us of?
We need to know.
Until that happens, I'm going to see if anybody's even paying attention to these cameras.
Mm-hmm.
George Jefferson walk next time.
That's right.
I got it lined up. I'm choreographing every move in front of this camera.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have found other doors that don't have cameras on them. I'm using them more often now.
They all do. Yeah, Bob was like walking. So we're all trying to look guilty as we're going by these cameras. Yeah. Just to see if anybody's paying attention.
Or if they're even hooked up.
Well, the red light goes on. It's definitely motion activated something.
Okay.
Because the red light goes on when you walk by it.
It does.
But suddenly out of nowhere, this week, they've installed spy cams.
Yeah. I wonder what that's about.
I don't know. No one will talk.
We haven't really asked anybody.
Well, we asked Beck.
Again, we haven't really asked anybody.
He's our immediate boss.
He's we take middle there. Management.
We take things there first before you escalate it up the ladder.
And they never get up the ladder.
And so I went up the ladder by doing bear crawls. What's happening here?
I don't know. From the 816, this is a series I want to watch. Josh does dumb things in front of camera.
I want somebody to actually go, all right, fine. We've seen your video. No one's going to say that.
No.
Mm-mm. Are they spying here or in a far off office?
I don't know.
Of the fine Odyssey franchise. There's someone in Phoenix that's watching this thing. What's going on here?
Is Dana
what exactly
doing something she shouldn't be
accusing us of? You can also recommend what we should do in front of the camera.
9-1-3-5-8-6-7-6-10. Can you use the camera to find the onion bandit? It still smells like onions in here 2 weeks later.
Yeah. What? Walked in today, walked around the corner. I was like, again? Yeah.
Somebody just comes in and just chomps on an onion for a snack.
It's been what? 2 weeks now. 2 weeks today.
Yeah,
two weeks. The onions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something's going on.
I don't know. I don't feel like it. I know it.
Oh, yeah. So what should we do?
If you want to put cameras on every exit, that's fine. They're legitimately on one of our exits.
Yeah. No, they're on two of them.
Well, two of them, but one of our exits to get out of the building.
Yeah.
We got nothing to hide.
No. Wish they had them on the parking lot.
There's nothing to steal. Trust me. There is nothing worth stealing from
here. There's nothing left. It's all gone.
Plenty of stuff doesn't work. I'm not stealing this terrible television that's hanging on the wall.
Oh, it doesn't work. It's awful. Yeah. And we asked them to fix the TV because it went out and they connected the two. So now you get one channel on two TVs.
Wasn't what I asked for.
I mean, you talk about really going 100% in on fixing that thing.
It's March 26th.
Right.
We all had our annual meeting right around the 1st of January.
Yep.
And they said, what would you like to see in the new year? And I said, a new television in our studio.
Right.
It's March 26th. I get spy cameras. I literally said, there's one thing.
Yeah.
I want a new $110 television.
spy cameras.
Instead, we have spy cameras.
From the 913, it's the landing zone cam. Yeah.
Could be. Could be. Maybe they're looking for the Whit Merrifield suitcase. I think that if we had this when the Whit Merrifield suitcase disappeared, we would have our answer.
Have our answer.
We would have our answer.
Yeah. Naked Tuesday should solve that real quick from the 816. I always wanted to change the station of news radio to nude radio, 98.1 KMBZ. Nobody was ever on board. But now, why not?
Okay, I like this. Wear masks of Cody while walking by.
Oh, that's
That'd
a good
be fun.
One. Yeah.
Get some Cody some Cody masks. And keep walking by the camera. I'm going to go to the dollar store and see if there's like a tricky dick or something.
Oh, Cody masks.
One of those.
This year at Halloween Express, we have the Cody Tap collection.
One of those, bank robber masks. Maybe a Cheesaholic mask.
Yeah, oh, right. That'd be a good one. Good
You're
costume.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
You think he rented that and just never returned it?
Oh.
I mean, I'm guessing probably.
And then, the rental place is like, we need this back. And they're like, it's evidence.
It's evidence. Yeah, we cannot have this back.
You're not getting this back.
But I bet you a lot of people would want to rent it. If you could rent the actual Chiefsaholic costume, you'd rent that.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah. It's been to a lot of states.
Like you went to Halloween as Chiefsaholic. Wow. No, this is the Chiefsaholic.
This is the Chiefsaholic one. Yeah. Would you rather go as X Factor or Chiefsaholic?
Chiefsaholic.
Yeah.
Chiefsaholic.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Neither of them. They're both losers.
Right.
I say neither. Steve Spagnuolo, I think, the most important free agent signing of the offseason for the Chiefs.
No doubt. I agree.
No offense to Chris Jones.
No.
No offense to Hollywood Brown.
No.
Getting Spags back, huge.
It was very big.
Andy Reid discussed it yesterday at the NFL owners meetings because there was demand after the season for Steve Spagnuolo. He's like, I don't know from where. We're just trying to get him here.
Yeah, he was on the last year of his deal, and so I think his dream was to become a head coach. It still is, and hopefully he has that opportunity next year to do that. So it didn't work out that way, so we just jumped on it, you know, knowing that teams were going to be coming after him.
And they came pretty quick right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there were a couple that came after.
Were the Niners one of those teams coming after?
Potentially, yeah. You'd have to ask them, but I wasn't asking questions. I was just trying to get it done.
Yeah, I don't know who was calling about him, but I just needed him here, so we needed to... What's it going to take to keep you in a What's it going to take to keep you in a Chiefs car?
And you know, Andy's like, I don't know who was calling him. You probably did know who was calling him because he probably went to you and said, hey, I got the Niners that are offering me this. And Andy goes, okay, hey, Mark and Clark, the Niners are offering him this. What do we got? Okay, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it going to take?
What's it going to take to keep you in this office?
I got the Niners on the other line.
Yeah. At least you could have said you were from the Jets. Because there, at least you know you have the opportunity to be a head coach in a couple of weeks.
And then for Steve Spagnuolo, I mean, I say keep doing what you're doing. I mean, you're the greatest coordinator going. Like, just do that. Why take on the challenge of being a head coach again? I'm not saying at your age because you're so old or whatever, but like at that stage in life.
But at this
I'm
stage
like,
of your life, who wants that?
I'd be
that?
Like, I'll just run the defense. This is cool.
I love running the D.
Yeah.
My D's great.
D loves me.
Right. I love the D.
Why wouldn't I? Why would I want to take on the rest of that?
Yeah, you don't
doesn't sound like fun
that.
At all.
You know what? One thing Steve Spagnuolo doesn't have to worry about this year, the landing zone.
Wins and losses.
No, he does have to worry about
a record.
That.
Well, I mean, a record.
Yeah.
It's not on you.
But the landing zone. He doesn't have to worry about the landing zone at all. But he does have to worry about the hip drop tackle. So now he's got to teach everybody how to tackle again.
I would think.
If this was baseball, you know how long that would take? They couldn't accomplish that in one spring
training.
Well,
that's why they give the heads up because they could do it in training camp.
Yeah, training camp and OTAs and, you know, mini camp and all that kind of stuff that's starting up here in the next couple of days, you're going to have the opportunity to start getting all of that stuff kind of on paper. And that's going to be a big portion of it, which I think sucks because, you know, the Chiefs are going to spend a good amount of time on it, and that takes away from what they could be doing for other things. Like, I don't know, installing the offense or installing the defense. We're going to be sitting around talking about landing zones and hip drop tackles, and it's going to waste everybody's time, except for the 49ers.
Steve Spagnuolo. Spagnuolo.
Except for the 49ers. They're not going to know about this rule until the Super Bowl.
Oh, no. Yeah.
What do you mean a hip drop tackle? I hadn't heard about that.
When did we get this?
When did this memo go out? March 24th it went out, sir. March 24th is when it went out. So, as far as Steve Spagnuolo, he's going to be the biggest loss this franchise suffers next to Patrick Mahomes, right? I mean, he's the best at his job.
You think he's going to leave before Andy?
Yeah, I think so. I would think so. I don't think Andy's going. Yeah, but I don't think Andy's going anywhere.
No,
right
I don't
now.
Either. I don't either.
Like, I did think, and a lot of people did believe that Andy was going to retire, you know, at a certain point of his life.
Now you're saying he's ever going to retire. Yeah.
Why would you?
Yeah. You're just going to keep rolling.
Because if you're Andy Reid and you retire and this team continues to win and you're not part of it, you're going to regret that every day.
Yeah, like, that looks like they're having fun over
there. So maybe there's a pact between Andy and Patrick and Spags and Travis. They'll all go out together. What if they all three-peat this year and they all leave together and they never come back to football again? Oof. Would that be fulfilling?
No.
No, you wouldn't be fulfilled as a Chiefs fan, would you
wanna,
at all?
You want to keep
you would
it going.
Not be, they three-peated. They won four Super Bowls. Yeah. They went to five. Yeah. And they all bounced after winning three in a row. Mm. Well, you would not feel fulfilled. You would feel let down. Yep. You would feel pissed as a Chiefs fan if that happened, right?
Also today, the NFL trade deadline's been moved back a week.
Good. Just 1 week.
After
I would
week
love the
nine.
Two. I wanted it two. I'll settle for a week.
Well, there were probably people that wanted it two. There were people that wanted it the way it was. And so they went after week nine.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
That's also happened today. Mike Tomlin or Scott Boras? You'll be the judge next.
Fesco in the morning.
The mailman, that's a good one. I love John Stockton.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think it's over this, but this is where it's at. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think it's over this, because this is kind of fat.
Engine number 9 on the New York Transit line. If my train goes.
Show brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. So part of the day of coaches yesterday was the AFC. And I did enjoy this from Mike Tomlin because I heard Scott Boras in my head.
I'm sorry.
I know it's terrible. He was asked about Justin Fields.
Oh my gosh, man! He oozes talent and potential. He's worn the responsibility of being a franchise quarterback, but still he gets an opportunity to come into a community like situation and learn from a guy that's been doing it for over a decade. Man, there's a lot of meat left on that bone, man. I'm just excited about working to be a part of extracting it.
Who's he talking about?
Oozes talent. Fields.
Who?
Justin Fields. Remember the quarterback they got from the Bears? That guy?
Vaguely remember.
He oozes.
Oh, the guy that ESPN falls all over themselves to talk about who got traded for a sixth-round draft pick?
He's, what did Boras call Hosmer?
Hot molten lava.
Yeah.
No, he didn't call Hosmer that. He called the minor league system that.
A hot molten lava of talent, I believe.
Yeah.
But that's what I was thinking.
Oh my gosh, man. It's, you know, he oozes talent.
He oozes talent.
Do you have really the good sound bites from Kevin O'Connell, the Matt Fleener lookalike that coaches the Minnesota Vikings, who said that Sam Darnold's best football is ahead of him? What do you want these coaches to say? This guy sucks.
He oozes talent. But I did like what he said. He said, we're going to bring him into a he's going to learn behind a 10-year vet.
He's learning behind Russell Wilson.
Disregard that. But
that matters.
He's coming into a system, an established system, a great franchise. Mike Tomlin's got this. You know, that part of it I don't mind. But his talent, and there's still a lot of meat on that bone.
Well, there's not, and he doesn't. And he's learned, and you're putting him behind Russell Wilson.
Well, I mean, just
if he was coming in behind Alex, like,
just take that out of your head for a moment.
You can't, though. This is who the guy is. You're talking about a guy who had his own office and wouldn't associate with the rest of the team.
He doesn't anymore.
Oh, my gosh, man. It's, you know, he oozes talent and potential. He's worn the responsibility of being a franchise quarterback, but still he gets an opportunity to come into a community like situation
this.
And
community
learn from a guy
situation.
That's been doing it for over a decade. Man, there's a lot of meat left on that bone, man. I'm just excited about working to be a part of extracting it.
Yeah, it's going to work to be a part of extracting that meat on the bone. That's a great soundbite from Mike Tomlin. I love it.
Somebody from the 816 wants to know, is it a chicken wing bone or a turkey leg bone? Because it depends, because chicken wings don't have a lot of meat. Turkey legs have a lot of meat. It's a good question from the text line.
It's valid.
What kind of bone are we talking about,
that'll be
Coach?
That'll be the follow-up.
I mean, are we talking chicken wing bone?
If there's a follow-up.
Are we talking like one of those big like dinosaur things
like
you can get? You
Renaissance
know?
Fair?
Yeah. What are we talking? What kind of meat bone? On what bone? Because it does make a difference. Are we talking fish bones? Because you ever get a fish bone, there's no meat on that. It's a fish.
And you want a drum or a flat? I don't know.
Yeah.
Not sure. Hey, it worked once for Travis Kelce to go out on a limb.
Yeah.
Clearly, it worked for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did something that was improbable and turned it into possible.
Yeah.
So on the latest New Heights podcast.
Come on, brother Ryan.
He's shooting his shot again.
Shout out to AD. No, it was unbelievable career,
unbelievable
brother.
And of course, AD being Aaron Donald.
Oh, Antonio Daniels, I thought.
Who is now retired. I didn't want to confuse you with, Antonio Daniels or something else. Aaron Donald, who's he's talking about.
Shout out to AD. No, it was unbelievable career,
unbelievable
brother.
Unbelievable career. Unbelievable.
If you want to win one more Super Bowl, just we'll probably have some availability somewhere in December.
Is he talking to his brother?
Maybe. Just like December, if you want to hang out and, you know, you're not sure.
I'll be honest with you, Jason. If Creed Humphrey can't snap again this year, we're going to be calling you, too.
Well, I'd love a mercenary defensive lineman in December. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think Aaron Donald, I have no fear that he's going to sit around and get old and fat.
Kind of is fat right now, though.
Aaron Donald?
I mean, he's kind of pudgy.
What?
Yeah, I don't think he looks svelte.
He's a Greek god.
Yeah. I mean, that dude's chiseled.
Let me see a picture of him recently. I saw one of him sitting down. I'm like, he looks like he's already putting on the retirement weight a little bit.
Oh, no. This guy's bench pressing Buicks in his off time.
You think he's still going to do that?
Yes.
Well, if he does, then I bring him here in December.
He's going to be at Gold's Gym every day.
No, he's going to be at that place in West Hollywood that Travis had shut down.
What was it called? The
Dog Pound.
Pound Town, I think it was called. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd call him then.
Yeah, we wanted to do it with Ndamukong Suh for years.
Yeah.
I'm all about that. If he's ready to go and he wants to play in December, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if we don't have any injuries or anything like that, you just want some fresh legs?
Sure.
Absolutely.
He's retired a Ram, but you don't get any trade value for old players or heck, even new ones
new
that are
ones.
Good.
Trade values
that
are gone.
Going to, you know.
Quarterbacks Legarius are getting sixth round and Legarius is getting you a third.
Legarius was a third. What are you, here's a seventh.
You don't think the Rams would take a seventh for a retired gentleman?
Sure.
Why not? You know what? Don't give it. We'll just talk. We'll buy me a cocktail at the next winter meeting and we'll take care of business.
Yeah.
That's the way it's going to be. Yeah.
Just punch a couple in the landing zone for us the next time we play.
Yeah, just give me an Aperol spritz.
We'll make this happen. Just that's fine. The call is out there. You want to be around in December? You know, stay by your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Want to come win some titles here? We may have an opportunity for you.
So again, is he talking about Aaron Donald or Jason Kelce?
It could be either way.
Again, if Creed can't snap, I ain't dealing with that this year. No more. We're not making Royals excuses for Creed Humphrey. Yeah. If he can't snap the football, Kelsey's available.
So the PR debacle that continues to be Shohei Ohtani continues. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Just point me where you wanna go. Take me to the action. Take me to the track. Take me to a party. If they're betting in the back, I've been working all my life. Can't afford to wait. Let me call my wife so I can tell her I've been late. I want to easy, easy money.
All right, I was thinking during the break. Kelsey was trying to recruit AD.
Right.
Hear me out here.
The guy with the eyebrow?
Yeah. What about him in the red zone? We've been looking for that tall.
Oh, I was thinking of the drop zone
that
or whatever.
Tall, landing zone.
Yeah.
That tall wide receiver.
I don't hate it.
What about AD on the edge?
No, I do hate it because
and throw it to that big lanky guy. I think I can make that work. You I can throw some fade routes. I mean, you're not gonna. Yeah,
you're gonna get one play.
Yeah, I mean, you're not
and
gonna.
Then he's gonna be Mr. Street Close.
Maybe.
Look, one play. Look.
Well, what's the difference? We've had that before.
Anyway,
there's been those. Right. There's been those before.
Let me ask you this:
so Anthony Davis or Aaron Donald? 9-1. No.
When I say, you know, I love LeBron and I love watching him play basketball and I would like to see him play football, it doesn't mean I think he would be good in the NFL.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Not anymore.
I would have, in his.
I mean, what's to say what his day was?
Yeah, he still dominates, right?
But
he's still the best player.
When he was
on
like younger,
Earth.
Like, yeah, I'd tried some tight end. That'd been fun to watch.
Yeah, about 15 years ago. But I don't know that I would try Anthony Davis there. Like, if anybody could make that transition to the NFL from the NBA, it would be LeBron. All right?
How about Zach Edey? You watch him now. He's just taller than everybody else. I'm no offense, Matt Painter. I don't want you to get pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Matt Painter getting all aggravated. Okay? Haven't watched basketball.
You watch him play, and they throw it into him those times, and it's hilarious when three people are around him, and he just holds the ball above his head and then dishes to a three guys jacking threes. Yeah. It's awesome.
So we were talking about
so
that.
So what if I get to the end zone, and I just
throw it up to Zach Edey?
Yeah.
And he catches it? Then you don't know about football.
Well done.
Thank
Matt
you.
Painter.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about it at the Jay yesterday. You know, we're standing around going about like,
so
you
Anthony
guys
watch
Zach Edey? And I go, yeah. Oh, and they go, yeah, all you have to do is throw the ball into him. And I go, yeah, but Matt Painter will tell you you don't know anything about basketball
that's
if
correct.
You think that's all that Zach Edey does. Well, that's all he does do, and that's all he should be doing. And maybe that's now why you've actually gotten out of the first weekend of the tournament. Because you can't coach height.
Keep it simple, stupid.
See that big 7-foot guy? Throw it up high.
Yeah.
Let him catch it and place it in the basket.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing at wide receiver. What's wrong with that?
I don't think those guys are tough enough to be wide receivers in the NFL. They're going to get hit across the middle and flop.
I'm not going across the middle. I'm fading to the back corner.
Do you think Zach Edey's got enough
up the
speed
outside,
to get out there?
And he's running like 15 yards and go get it. Throwing him a noop.
I think it would be very awkward for a guy like Zach
throwing
Edey
him a noop.
It.
AD's body is too fragile.
It's true, yeah.
Oh. Now, yes, there'd be a problem with them, you know, if they got touched flopping.
Yeah. I think
our goal is to stay upright, players.
Yeah, but I think now in this day and age of the NBA, they're always looking for fouls and flopping, right? And soccer is the same thing. Everybody flops. In the NFL, you flop, people will just run right over you and bury your face into the dirt, and then you'll get flagged for face burying. You can't face bury anymore.
Well, if you drop the hip.
Yeah.
Yeah, no hip thrusting with the face bury.
Yeah, you can't hip thrust
in the landing zone.
In the landing zone.
God, we've learned new rules today.
I know.
New
it's
words.
It's been a big day in the NFL.
We got a landing zone. We got a hip thrust tackle. All kinds of good stuff.
Shohei Ohtani spoke. Prepared statement.
That's it. Didn't take questions. How do you not take questions?
I know. Via a new interpreter. Because, you know, whatever happened to the last guy.
I don't know. He lied and said he went to UC Davis and they found out he didn't.
So through the new interpreter, says Ohtani never bet on sports.
Oh. So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
Okay. Better be true.
Does that count as apps, like legalized apps like FanDuel and others? Or does that count as, like, you know, Tommy Smokes?
Sounds like to me
about.
He's never bet on sports. That better be true.
Okay.
Better be true. Frankly, I don't care if you bet on sports outside of baseball.
Yeah, I don't even care.
And you don't even care about baseball, but I don't care. If he wanted to bet.
As long as he's not betting on his own team. I don't
soccer.
Care. Betting
and
himself.
Racing and tennis and.
Football.
Marble racing. I don't care.
Whatever.
I really don't care.
I was watching MLB Network yesterday, and they were talking about Ohtani, and the lady at the desk says, all right, enough of this Ohtani stuff. We got to get the Mets-Yankees preseason game.
No, we do
no,
not.
No, you don't. Nah, no. Like, that's not. The state-run MLB Network right there. Enough of this Ohtani. We need to show you highlights of the Mets and Yankees preseason game.
Because MLB was nodding and said, yes, I believe every word. I believe every word. Mm-hmm. It was the translator. It was him.
Until a couple of days ago, I didn't know that this was happening. Just to kind of just go over the result, in conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies. Last weekend in Korea, media has reached out to a representative in my camp inquiring about my potential involvement in this sports betting. Ipe never revealed to me that there was this media inquiry, and to the representatives in my camp, Ipe told to the media and to my representatives that I, you know, on behalf of a friend, paid off debt. Upon further questioning, it was revealed that it was actually, in fact, Ipe who was in debt.
At face value, he wouldn't be the first athlete taken for money. Okay, if you're going to take all that at face value, he wouldn't be the first guy that had somebody rip him off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Athletes have their money ripped off all the time. Bad investments, bad associates. In this case, maybe a bad friend. Shohei's buddy here, mm-hmm, whose lifelong friend, blah, 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 was stealing from him. Maybe. Everyone has joked he needs a fall guy. What if he pays just the fall guy?
I don't think we joke about
pay
that.
Pay Ipe his money. Yeah. And he's on his way. Oh, fine. I'm out. I was, you know, you're going to pay me a couple $1 million to go away. Maybe Ipe goes away. Maybe he's already the fall guy. What bookie is giving a $300,000 a year salaried person the ability to run up $4 million in debt? That was my biggest question.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had a $4.5 million debt going on. Who gets that line of credit? If they're not, hey, Ohtani's got my back.
Have you ever bought stuff with Klarna? They'll pay give you credit.
not to that much.
Oh.
But this guy, he's apparently found this bookie. He was like, yeah, sure. Go ahead and roll up as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he must have ties to Ohtani, right? So I don't know where it's at. MLB would love this version of the story, which is this guy stole from me. I had nothing to do with, you know.
Wow.
I had no idea. Didn't know a thing. I just chalk it up to bad alliance. Mm-hmm. But I'm still not so sure. And he doesn't take questions, which I don't like.
Well, that's where I said, okay, I'm not buying any of this. He didn't take questions. If you are innocent, where everybody is painting you as a guy who may have done illegal activity gambling-wise, you sit up there and you take questions, and you defend yourself. He made an opening statement and chicken-littled this thing and walked away. And that's what it was yesterday for me. I'm very pessimistic when athletes and coaches speak. Most of the time, they're not telling the full truth, right? And so call me pessimistic, call me whatever you want on that. I just don't buy what athletes and coaches are selling most of the time, because we've been around so many of them that just lie all the time, and they're trying to, you know, gain an advantage. So I understand why they do it. Doesn't mean I have to believe what's being said. But I also think Shohei Ohtani is a microcosm of athletes in America today. This guy has done nothing for himself. And I'll never forget when I started covering the Royals in 2001, 20-some years ago, and I'm watching guys who you would never even recognize at a restaurant take their uniforms off and just throw their dirty underwear on the floor, and some poor clubhouse guy would come and pick this stuff up, and then they prepare meals for these guys and take care of everything for these players. And I said to somebody one year at spring training, I remember standing there and saying to somebody, why are we doing all this for these guys? They're not developing any life skills, because from the time they're 16 years old and everybody thinks they're a great athlete, everybody does everything for them. They clean up all their mistakes. They take care of everything for them. They ask them to have no human responsibilities whatsoever. Shohei Ohtani is just your typical American athlete who's never asked to do things for himself, and you rely on everybody else. How about being an adult? And first of all, not giving their bank info out to a friend. I got some friends that I've been friends with for 20-some years, Josh.
Well, you don't
30
have a,
years.
You don't have
I'm not giving Paul Turek my bank account.
You don't have a translator / financial advisor / Bobo like he does.
And
this guy, Ipe wore many hats.
But again, why as an adult are you allowing somebody else to do all this stuff for you and just blindly trusting that person? That's a mistake. Eventually, these athletes have to grow up and be adults. And when they do, they're out of the league and they don't know how to do any of this stuff.
I don't expect them to balance their own checkbook, but
well, who balances a checkbook anymore?
But I think that you know, you should have some knowledge of what's going on. I mean,
you should have it. And if somebody takes $4.5 million out of your bank account,
it wasn't all at once. And if you got a big bank account and you got all kinds of money coming and going, maybe it slides, but it seems kind of fishy. Somebody should have caught this.
This guy probably has more access to his accounts than Ohtani did.
Then you had bad financial people too.
Right.
That this guy's not the only one that's a problem. You have bad financial people too that let this go down.
That's right. A lot of this is going on. Like, I just think it's time. If you're a professional athlete,
or you're gambling,
start
on
doing your own underwear in the laundry.
Venezuelan soccer. I don't know. One of the
one or the other. Yeah. So call me pessimistic for everything that Ohtani said yesterday. You didn't take questions. That's even more pessimism on my standpoint. And then I look at, you know, I just look at the way that athletes are treated and put on a, you know, on a pedestal out there, and they don't do anything for their own. I'm listening to this Ohtani thing yesterday. He goes, I called my lawyers, I called my advisors, how many people do you have?
And why did none of them catch this?
Right. And why, as an adult, are you giving your bank account information to your interpreter?
The interpreter had more power than everybody else in your life. I guess if he's your best friend or, you know, a close, you know, personal buddy that you give a job to.
Right.
We compared to Entourage earlier.
Yeah. You know? It's Turtle.
Turtle's got his bank account info, maybe.
But why?
Because Turtle needs to spend stuff. He needs money.
The only reason you're giving your bank account information out to somebody else is so they can steal your money.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only reason. Nobody needs your bank account information. Your employer has it for direct deposit. Unless you work for another radio station, they don't do direct deposit.
I would think your financial advisor has it. Your financial person would have it at that level. You're not the only one that has your bank account number. That's silly. Klarna has your bank account number, Bob.
I'm not giving my bank account number to my friends. I'm not giving it to my mother.
You don't have that kind of, you know, you don't have those kind of people.
How do you know?
He's got people. E-pay is like forepay or afterpay.
Yeah, but
it's e-pay.
But if he came to me and said, I need your bank account and number, I would say, why? What do you need? I need some money. I'm down on my luck. Well, I can give you 20 bucks.
Don't ask any questions. I just need to send money to this guy.
No, I just think we do a bad job as a society.
I got
with
Providence
athletes.
4.5. Shut it.
It doesn't Otani. Start when you're a pro. It starts when you're in high school. It starts when you're a young kid and you're playing on select teams and everybody's telling you're good. And then you get in high school and you make a mistake and the teacher cleans it up. And then you get into college and Urban Meyer cleans it up. And then you get into the NFL and you do stuff and nobody can clean it up anymore. Major League Baseball, they can't clean it up anymore. But you've just been so used to having the wolf there cleaning up everything for you. You don't know what it's like to make mistakes and have to deal with reality. And now Shohei Ohtani's dealing with reality, and there may be nothing they can do to clean this mess up.
Or Major League Baseball goes, haven't you heard all you need to know?
Well, he clearly said he didn't gamble. Oh,
this is it.
Okay.
This is it. He didn't gamble.
Mm-hmm.
He said it. Never bet on sports. Major League Baseball's like, good enough for us.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else need anything? We're clear.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf, and I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
Mm. I mean, I guess he went to the other guy. He went to the translator, maybe. He didn't go to the bookmaker. Just paid his bills. The story is not complete. That is for sure. That is for sure. And color us all skeptical on this one. And then, yeah, answer a couple questions. You can refer people to your attorney, but answer a couple questions.
Yeah.
Don't read from a statement and leave.
Yeah, that was chicken.
That's bad PR 101. It's done all the time, but it's still bad.
I mean, you have that in Major League Baseball, and then you have the Jonte Porter situation, former Mizzou standout Jonte Porter, leaving games while people are betting the unders on his stats. What a banner day.
Yeah, that was
Know?
Yeah.
And I say that, and I'm being serious. It is a banner day because we're catching stuff like this.
Yeah. We don't know whether Jonte Porter was complicit or not, or if he passed on information, hey, I'm not playing tonight, or there's no evidence that he profited from any suspicious betting or whatever. There's suspicious betting involving him in the under.
Yeah.
Mysteriously, they all
left
hit.
The game with an eye injury and all the unders hit, then left the game with an illness. After the eye injury, played like 4 days later and had
like
a pretty good game.
Two large days of random prop betting landed on Jonte Porter on two nights where he excused himself from action after a certain amount of time to seemingly hit the unders.
Mm-hmm.
So, gambling.
Gambling.
It's done well.
But they will tell you that this is part of what they wanted to do to catch some stuff like this. Like, we've caught
Safeguards in this one were good. There was suspicious betting on these nights. Let's look at what happens. Okay, we need to find out if there's more to it. These were large bets made on very random bets.
Right. But think about it. Like, if you're a fan of, let's just say, the Burlington Stars, just for argument's sake, it doesn't matter what sport, I'm just coming up with the Burlington Stars, and one of your players is, you know, leaving games early and not producing, and he's claiming injury and he's claiming illness, and it comes out that he was taking the dive because a lot of people had overs and he was only making, you know, the league minimum, and he was getting a kickback from all of that. Aren't you glad that they're catching that and getting that guy off your team?
Yeah. That's what those safeguards are supposed to be.
Yeah.
So again, they haven't pointed the finger at him, but they're saying bets surrounding him have been a little fishy.
Yeah.
So that's what you want. Find out if he's involved.
Right.
Or he's giving people information.
So if we're finding out who these folks are that are doing this, you got to get them out.
Correct.
Because at the end of the day, you want your team to win.
Correct. From this year's Bazaar Department, this is, again, another instance of we need to have the draft tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because now suddenly the hot name is J.J. McCarthy.
Can somebody explain why J.J. McCarthy is now all of a sudden the hot name?
How about two to the Commanders?
It's been really interesting because everybody's always trying to figure out, especially at the top of the draft, what the other teams are doing. When I've had conversations here with executives for other teams who know Adam Peters well, know the situation well, the most popular answer for what they do at number two is J.J. McCarthy.
Oof.
Why are rival executives, A, sharing that information? Ask yourself that question, because that's a little fishy to me.
What was the name?
Who?
The other guy he knows.
The Commodore's general manager, Adam Nelson or something? I don't know.
Never heard of him.
And if you're the Commodore's GM, why are you sharing with people what you're going to do at number two? I don't even share with people when I take number two.
That's what Big Lou would do.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh says they're right. If Washington takes him at 2, J.J. McCarthy is the greatest player he's ever seen.
The workout J.J. had, I've been to a lot of pro day workouts and watched quarterbacks throw. That was the best I've ever seen a quarterback do in a pro day. I mean, not only was feet great and the individual drills and...
great feet.
But then he started throwing, and it was like every throw was, you know, right there. I thought our receivers did a great job too. They all had a great day. But that was the best throwing day I've ever seen. And then, you know, hear coaches and GMs, you know, come up to me and say, hey, you know, great job with JJ.
High piss excellence. You know,
like I predicted, once they were around him, I was hearing the stories about how he is on the board, how he is, on the field, the little things, the intangibles. I mean, it was absolutely no surprise whatsoever. But there was raving. I mean, it was great to hear, incredible here. And I know it was sincere. It was unsolicited.
I mean, it's unsolicited. They told me I'm awesome. And I did all these great things for J.J. McCarthy.
I'm the greatest college football coach of all time.
I mean, people were coming up to me and saying what a great job I did with J.J.
Who?
People. I mean, unsolicited. They're just coming up to me. What a great job you did.
Aren't you like, isn't it a little fishy?
I've seen a lot of pro days. This was the greatest throwing exhibition I've ever seen.
But isn't it a little fishy to you, like, J.J. McCarthy comes from nowhere and now all of a sudden is talked about one of the great quarterbacks?
Two to the Commanders.
Like, nobody knew Zach Wilson during college. All of a sudden, he emerged. Daniel Jones emerges at the end. All these guys that are emerging at the end are no good.
Mitch Trubisky
emerged at the end. Why are all these guys emerging at the end? From, we haven't seen a game since November or December for most people, but yet now guys are moving up the draft board.
Now, granted, he played the most recent game, I guess, right? So he played
did.
The last game.
He
so
did.
At least he's,
That's
he's
fine.
Played. He's played the most recent of these, but suddenly now he's rocketing.
He's
up
rocketing based on what?
Everybody's talking about J.J. McCarthy.
Based on what? It's interesting to me. You've done nothing in 2 months.
Based on the fact that we have too much time before the draft.
Yeah. You've done nothing in 2 months. If the guy couldn't show you that he was worthy of the number one pick during games, what could he possibly show you now that says, oh, God, yes, this is now the number one guy?
Well, I mean, he had the greatest pro day ever.
So? How many guys have great pro days and you never hear from them again? Stop judging based on pro days, based on combines, and based on this time of the year. Use your eyes and judge based on what you saw during the games. And if the pro day accentuates somebody that you thought was really good during the games, fine. But I just, all of a sudden, like, 6 weeks ago, nobody was talking about J.J. McCarthy. I still think Michael Penix Jr. and Jaden Daniels are the best in the draft.
Find somebody who likes you as much as Jim Harbaugh likes J.J. McCarthy.
That he should draft him. He should trade up the two and draft him.
Not my team. Not my team. Gotcha. We're good at quarterback. But wait, he had the greatest pro day ever.
Are you good at quarterback?
He had the greatest pro day ever.
If I'm Jim Harbaugh, and I think this is the greatest quarterback I've ever coached and had this amazing pro day,
probably should draft
him. I'm trying to trade up so I can bring him
move
Justin Herbert.
Yeah. I would love that, actually.
It'd be a great idea.
If you got J.J. McCarthy in this division and got rid of Herbert.
Oh, fantastic.
I'd take it in a heartbeat.
Fantastic.
Take it in a heartbeat. Missed any of the show today? Binkley dropped by for a while. We talked some draft with him and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the show today. You can check it out, 610sports.com or the Audacy app, AUDACY, and download it for free. That'll do it for us. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,